Fred Film Radio interview.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolo Comotti here in London for Cinema Made in Italy, and today we are with Giovanni Veronesi, representing the Italian cinema with The Fifth Wheel. Welcome, Giovanni.
Welcome.
So just let's just briefly present The Fifth Wheel, what The Fifth Wheel is about.
But a film, I speak in Italian, because my English is improving. Il film rappresenta la storia di un mio amico, di un uomo che realmente esiste, cioè una storia vera.
This is a story of a friend of mine, so it's a true story, and I was really fascinated by this particular story. It's the story of a simple and honest man who lived through the last 30 years of Italian corruption, and I wanted to reward his being naive and honest, because in Italy usually you reward people who are not honest, those who don't pay taxes. So I wanted to do it the other way around.
Solo di quelli che le evadono le tasse, no? Ma c'è tanta gente che le paga e nessuno gli dice niente a queste persone. Quindi mi sembrava giusto raccontare la sua vita.
The film seems greatly personal. You know, you can feel that by watching the film itself. What was your biggest challenge? Because you know, sometimes greatly personal films can be also the trickiest.
Io sono stato molto fortunato nella mia vita perché fin dall'inizio quando ho scritto il primo film.
I was lucky in my life because I started working with director Francesco Nuti and our films immediately gained success, so it wasn't very difficult for me to start this career, and so I was very lucky. So my desire now is to get back to the very beginning and regain my freedom of expression, I mean, without going through the industry and the film markets and this kind of things. So I want to end up like an old drunken that smoke joints, that just go around with the camera and act just like a young filmmaker.
Cinepresa se ne va in giro a fare il filmmaker come fanno I ragazzi quando iniziano la loro carriera, io lo vorrei fare da vecchio.
I'm actually interested to hear your opinion about what actually Ernesto's life represents as well, because as you said, it's like 30 years of probably one of the most interesting periods in recent political history in the world, which is, you know, post-war Italy, pretty much from the 60s onwards. And did you always feel, whilst writing the film, because, you know, we have Ernesto's perspective all throughout, but at the same time we see Italy and the kind of like the devolution of Italy itself. Did you have that kind of burden almost whilst writing, or you tried to leave it out?
Burden. È stata una scusa per raccontare anche quegli anni lì. Io li ho vissuti bene perché ero proprio ragazzo, c'avevo 20 anni, quindi anni 80.
To make this film was just an excuse to tell something about those years, because I lived those years as a young man, you know, the 80s, socialism, UPs, women managers, and that will of be present, to show off, to be always the first one in the rank, and all that situation then had led to the 90s, the destructive 90s, you know, clean hands and all those kind of judicial processes, and after all that destruction we were left alone thinking, and now what's going to happen? And while we were thinking about that, someone else had already thought about that, and we saw our cities covered with posters with these men smiling, and I mean, the most enlightened people, the intellectuals, already understood what was behind that devil-like smile, but the poor people, the simple people, just found something familiar in that smile, and then they fell in the trap, and from then on it was just, you know, free-falling. We thought at the beginning that it was just the usual political adventurer, as many times happens, but no, it was just an ethical, social and cultural free-falling, and now those people who grew up during the 90s, they've just grown up while falling at the same time, and it's very difficult for them to imagine a different future now. So I think that my work and the purpose of my work is just to tell about this destruction, this free falling, and to tell something about the origins and the reasons behind this destruction. And my film wants just to do that, tell something about the genesis, how we went through the corruption, without being excessively worried about that, and something that in Italy was just normal at some point.
La nostra decadenza è stata fatale.
And I'd like to focus on what you said, the idea of like what will happen, you know, like, and at the same time the sort of almost objective of your film, as many as other filmmakers, which is trying to describe why this has been happening for such a long time, and even right now we feel, you know, sort of in Italy there's a moment of uncertainty, and that's probably why we have the directors such as you, Marco Tullio Giordana, Sorrentino, Michele Placido, always like digging deeper into the recent past. But is it what will happen, translated like in the future? You as a filmmaker, what's the next step now to try to describe the future that Italy is going to face?
È molto complicato, è molto difficile, perché bisognerebbe avere una palla magica per vedere il futuro. Però
well, that's very difficult, it's complicated, and I don't have like a magic sphere, a magic ball to tell something about the future. But as for me, or for Italian directors in general, I think a very important thing is not to lose sight of the cultural aspects of cinema. Even if you're making comedies or kind of light films, you always have to try to add something of a critique, of a satire about the Italian situation, the Italian habits and customs, because in this way you can explain that nothing is easy, and you have to try hard to get to something, and you need a solid base like culture or having a degree can give you. Until now, I think that the message was, you just go and try, if you're nice that's enough. And just think of the Big Brother, for example, where we have characters there, and the most ignorant and uncultured one is the one who gets the first prize. And I think that is a kind of TV program that should be banned, but in fact is one of the most popular one in the Italian television. So it's just because people is entertained by ignorance, and you know, if you are enlightened, let's say, you can be entertained by ignorance because you recognize it in a certain way. But if you are one of the simple people, if you are entertained by that ignorance, that's very dangerous, because you recognize that ignorance and you think that through it you can get a chance, you have a chance, a possibility for a better life, and that's wrong.
Nella nostra società è proprio l'ignoranza con cui vengono affrontate le cose.
Thank you very much, Giovanni. Thank you for being with us, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.